Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. After the confirmation of conservative Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett and after two other justices last month criticized the court's 2015 decision to declare gay marriage constitutional, LGBTQ couples say they began to fear for their rights. WHYY Zoe Reed reports couples have been moving up their wedding dates.
Reverend Jason Churchill of St. Stephen's Lutheran Church in Wilmington, Delaware, had those same fears. So the openly gay pastor posted a Facebook status offering immediate gay marriages in case marriage equality is struck down.
The church's mission is to reach out to people who have been marginalized by the church throughout history. So we feel that it's one of our most sacred duties to be able to reach out to those that are otherwise excluded by other denominations.
One couple, Laura Logaman and Dara Nigerville, took him up on his offer. The pair planned on marrying in 2022, but now they're getting married in December, Logaman says.
And we kind of decided, not knowing at the time that Biden would have won, you know, we don't want to wait, because even if he did win, is there a chance that the Supreme Court will overrule that decision?
It's not what the couple originally talked about when discussing a 2022 wedding.
You know, where we want to do it and what we want to wear and, you know, the cake and the flowers and the decorations and all of that. I think we both felt a little cheated almost of that experience because, again, we're just kind of rushing through to get it done and literally no one's going to be there except for my brother and his wife and two of our friends. I think the more we started planning and the more we started getting things done, that the negative feelings turned to positive. The people that reached out to us and had nothing but support and love made it so much easier.
Logaman and Churchill say they're relieved by a Biden win. He's promised to reinstate LGBTQ rights that Trump eliminated. But they say more work is needed with a conservative Supreme Court and a possible Republican majority Senate. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.